Today I want to talk about the situation in Rafah and what is happening.
Kufi Minute.
What started this week was there was breaking news from Hamas leaders. They released that they had agreed to a ceasefire agreement. And much of the world went along with it and then saw this as, okay, Hamas are agreeing to a deal and this will prevent Israel's operation in Rafah. The reality is Hamas did accept a deal, but it wasn't one that was proposed. Hamas had taken the Israeli deal that the Israelis had agreed to and added multiple clauses to this agreement to the point that it was a completely different agreement and they had agreed to that, an agreement that the Israelis had not seen. And what is absolutely incredible and sad is that so many world leaders, so many activists, basically lauded Hamas for writing their own deal and demanding that the Israelis accept it. And we have all these institutions essentially played a part in being PR for Hamas in demonizing Israel's operation in Rafah. Now, if that wasn't absurd enough, the group that started this war then making demands to essentially save their own terrorist entity and look for more reasons and excuses not to return the hostages, Hamas also attacked the crossing in Rafah, a vital crossing for aid to help Gazans. So when people talk about aid not getting in, they need to point the finger at Hamas. Why would they attack this crossing, which is so vital to the flow of aid? It really is really bemusing, but it tells us all we need to know about Hamas. And for those who play defense for Hamas and justify their actions, they need to do some serious soul searching. Now, the operation in Rafah itself. War is a tragedy. Nobody wanted this war. The Israelis did not want this war. It was Hamas's attack on October 7th, which made this war happen. It is the hostages being held in Gaza, which is why this war is being fought, and that Hamas still exists is why this war is still being fought. Hamas went with the flow of civilians and are holed up in Rafah. It is believed that hostages are in Rafah. I believe that two hostages were rescued from Rafah. Israel must eliminate Hamas. It's as simple as that. To prevent another October 7th, to make sure that never again is a promise, at least from the threat of Hamas, they must be eradicated. It's as simple as that. Again, nobody wants a war. Nobody wanted to see civilians suffer other than Hamas, other than its billionaire leaders sitting in Qatar right now. So if you want to point the finger, point the blame goes to Hamas. Sadly, too many students on our college campuses, too many activists out there seem to not fathom this. When they call for a ceasefire, what are they calling for? Because Hamas aren't agreeing to a ceasefire, they're telling Israel to ceasefire. They're telling Israel, you are not allowed to defend yourself. They're telling Israel that you as a Jewish state cannot protect the Jewish people. And this is one of the problems with the world. Throughout human history, the world has been very eager to memorialize dead Jews, but it seems to have a problem when Jews defend themselves. The promise of never again is in Israel, that never again will the Jewish people be attacked and be defenseless. Never again will the Jewish people be harassed and bullied and have to look to an uncaring world to protect and defend them. The state of Israel guarantees that they do not stand alone. And I am proud that Kufi, with our millions of members, ensure that the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel. And it's with your courage, your support, and your voice that we maintain that for generations to come.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Kufi Minute. Until next week, for Zion's sake, do not remain silent.
Kufi Minute.